Hi, I'm João Almeida. I'm a professional cyclist, and here I am in the podcast Portuguese, a Simple Life. I hope you liked our conversation. We talk a little bit about Portugal, cycling as well, and great food.
Welcome to The Simple Life. I'm Dylan, and I'm host of Portugal, The Simple Life podcast, an insider's perspective into Portugal. Portugal has been my happy home for the last 15 years. So for those of you who want to know more about Portugal, are interested in moving to Portugal or investing in Portugal, look no further. This is the podcast for you, and tune in every week as I speak to interesting people about what makes Portugal so special, so unique, so truly wonderful. For those of you listening, head over to our YouTube channel to watch some of these episodes. And now, please enjoy this week's conversation. Welcome back, or welcome to another episode of Portugal, The Simple Life. And I'm really honored to be joined here by João Almeida. João, hello. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, it's a pleasure.
João, we're not far from each other. We were just talking now about a special restaurant near where you live, and we're not far from each other kilometer wise, but it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast. Maybe you can start off telling us a bit about you.
Yeah, so my name is João Almeida, as you said. I'm a professional cyclist. I ride for UAE Team Emirates. I'm 25 years old. I'm from Portugal. I currently live in Andorra, and
Andorra.
Okay,
what's that like?
It's pretty nice, actually. I like the vibe. Yeah, it's pretty calm. Also really nice views. I like the mountains for training. It's amazing. So just it is a bit too cold in the winter, but yeah, it's good for ski. So,
how cold is it there at the moment in Andorra?
I mean, like probably 0 degrees or something. It depends how high you go.
Okay.
On the top, for sure, it's negative degrees, but. But still, yeah, for training is a little bit harsh, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, for Portugal, we don't have that many hills. We've got hills, but we don't have like mountains.
Yeah, true.
But João, I mean, tell us, you're one of the guests probably that we've had that are most local to my area, to where I live. I live in a little village, not too different to yours. Near to Caldas, but tell us about your hometown and where you're from.
Yeah, so from where I'm from Caldas da Rainha. It's a pretty nice place. We're near to the coast, you know. The summer is nice, the weather normally is pretty good. The food is amazing. We have some nice bakeries as well. So yeah, it's a really nice place to live. We have a little bit of everything. The people are really nice, so I can't complain.
Yeah, the cakes aren't good for training. So I know you said the mountains in Andorra are good for training, but the cakes not.
I just look at them.
Oh yeah, you have to fight the urge. You have to fight the temptation.
Or not? Sometimes I do, but normally, you know, I'm so focused. I'm on my pet, you know, on my drive. So. Normally, I'm always focused on the diet, but sometimes it's not easy. But sometimes I can also eat whatever I want. So just finding the balance.
No, you see, this is where you're lucky. You know, you can eat something really delicious and that you shouldn't, and you'll probably burn it off in an hour of training. You know,
yeah,
so I can't. If I eat something bad, it takes me weeks to burn it off, you know.
Yeah, you just need to train as well.
tell us about that. Tell us about how it all started for you. So, just it's a normal Portuguese guy in a village that some people would not have heard of in the world. How did this dream of becoming a cyclist start for you as a young boy?
I mean, I would say it was pretty natural. I always liked sports since I was a kid. I did many. I always rode my bike as well since I remember. And then I just decided to start cycling. You know, I was still studying at the time. I finished my studies. I always tried to do as much as possible as I could. The school, I went to university, which I just did like half a year. And then I just focused on cycling. Of course, I always kept training a lot, you know. I really liked the sport. And then just naturally, I evolved. I won a few races. And then, yeah, I ended up in the World Tour, and here I am.
Was it a cool place to grow up with, like just being a kid on a bike in the streets and stuff? Was it, I
Yeah.
mean, not every child has that privilege in terms of just being able to go out and cycle, which is something that we're quite lucky with here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the weather being good is already easily, it's easy to just start bicycling because the weather is good. So I always go for a ride. But yeah, where I live, it's really simple. It's not big, it's small. So I would go to school on my bike, or by feet. It's pretty close. Playing with my friends would be football or cycling as well. Just going into the woods on the mountain bikes, just doing kids stuff. So yeah, the bike was always a part of my life, and yeah, it was important for me.
It was quite a well-published thing when you came back to your village after, I think it must have been after Tour de France. And was it after the Tour de France and everyone in the village,
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Tour d'Italia, and everyone from the town was there to greet you. This is must have been quite a surreal experience for you.
Yeah, it was really amazing. Just thinking about it, I'm already having goosebumps.
Yeah,
Yeah, just the pity was on the time of COVID, so we couldn't
that's
really do
right.
something as big as we wanted to, but was still very special. But yeah, was I will never forget it for sure.
Sure, I mean, this is something quite special. I mean, and I think something, yeah, you probably saw people in the road that you had seen as a boy and who would yell at you while you're riding your bikes in the village. It's quite a beautiful thing that there was this pride and this like this is our boy coming home.
Yeah,
And really.
pretty small village. So at the time, everybody knew each other. We're all neighbors. That was a feeling. So yeah, it was pretty special, I would say. I think nowadays would be already a little bit different. Maybe in the last 10 years, things would work differently in terms of villages and the relationships. So yeah, it makes it even more special, also, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, talk about let's talk about I mean, you mentioned the people and the weather and things, but I mean, living in Andorra and all the traveling that you do, what are the some of the things that you today, maybe not as the young boy who used to cycle with his friends in the forest as a teenager, but the man today, what are some of those things that you now appreciate about where you live, about that part of Portugal?
Yeah, I think that would start because we're always abroad. So in other countries, new people. So whenever you come home, it's like a reset. So you give value to the little things that you normally don't have abroad. So I don't know, the family, the friends, what else? I mean, there's quite a lot of things, but just riding. Just training on my roads, it feels different, so it's the same feeling with everything, like the same thing when you see something from the past a lot of years ago, and you just have to have that feeling that something special for you. It's quite hard to explain, but
Yeah.
it's nice to come home.
Yeah. And I mean I don't want to mention the name of the restaurant in that we're talking about off camera because I think it needs to remain a little bit of a secret,
Yeah.
but I mean how important is it for you to come back to, this place that we're talking about? It's the simple things. It's a place where people know your name. It's a place where for as long as I can remember, that restaurant has always been the same. Good food, simple. I mean, how important is that for you as something to come back to, and how inspiring is that for you when you're out training so hard?
Yeah, exactly. When I come back, and then we just say, okay, let's go eat something at that restaurant. Let's say chicken. So, and you're there just eating
Chicken.
a simple chicken, and you just think, oh, I really miss this chicken. It's just a chicken, but the meaning is, it means a lot. So, yeah, in the end, it's just a chicken, but the meaning, and it's your home chicken, let's say. So, it always tastes different.
Ja, we've spoken with quite a few different sports stars on the podcast, Nuno Gomes, Tomas Appleton, a couple of Olympic athletes, and one of the things that we've spoken about a few times in the podcast is our Portugueseness, those things that are inherently Portuguese about us. Is that something that you identify with, and is that something where you there's certain parts of your Portugueseness that you think help you to compete, help you on the road, in what you do as a career?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. I can't really say what, because you never know what these things are sometimes. But definitely, like maybe the way I do things, we come from a small country. We always give our best, to achieve our goals and just to make results and history for the country. Some countries, they have so much history that doesn't really mean a lot to the rider sometimes. But I think for us, everything we achieve is quite important. So, yeah, coming from a small country, it's pretty nice.
I mean, what has it meant to you? Did you ever imagine as this young boy cycling around Alto Francos that you would be doing this today? Is it something that you believed in, or is it something that when you look back now you think, wow, I had no idea when I was that young boy in the forest.
No
Did you?
idea, never. Never had that idea. Was it super unpredictable and natural, so I didn't really knew the path I was going. I was just doing whatever I liked. I was just having fun, riding my bike. Of course, when you start cycling seriously, there's a future in the sport, but I was just riding because I liked it. I trained more because I wanted to be better, but I never had the idea like I want to be a professional or this and that. It was just supernatural, so I think it makes things even more fun.
I mean, I've had your manager as well on the podcast as well, and like he was one of like the earlier trailblazers, for Portuguese cycling. Now it's becoming you've got there's you and there's quite a few of the other guys that are coming through now. I mean, how does it feel to kind of be putting Portugal on the map in this way? Is it something that you're proud about? Is it something that you're happy to represent the flag, to represent the country? I know it's an individual sport, but there's a sense of nationality as well that you're bringing into it. How does that feel to be representing Portugal at this level, at this stage, of
It's
cycling?
super special for ourselves just to be there representing the country as well. But especially when you do a good result and you see the results, the numbers and everything is anything. I don't think like, oh, here I am in the top 10 or top 5. Sometimes I think, oh, there's a Portuguese flag there, In the end, there's always a flag there. It's quite important for us. And yeah. It feels good to represent the country, especially in a good way.
Looking for a home in Portugal? This Break in Portugal, the Simple Life podcast, is brought to you by Dylan and his team of certified realtors at Portugal Realty. Portugal Realty offers the exclusive Simple Life home buyer program. Visit PortugalRealty.com today and book your free call to find out more. Welcome to the Simple Life.
Amazing. Talking about Portugal, you've competed, you've traveled, you've been to all these different parts of the world. What do you think makes Portugal, what do you think is unique about Portugal? We've got listeners from all over the world who of potentially thinking about making Portugal their home, moving to Portugal, wanting to know more about Portugal. What do you think makes Portugal different, unique?
Well, being a small country, everything is reachable. It's pretty developed as well. It used to be cheap. Nowadays, I don't think it's that cheap anymore. But the weather is amazing. The whole coast, north to south, it's incredible. Everything is really good. The people are really nice. We have great services, you know, nice roads. We have everything, a little bit of everything. So, yeah, I think the food, as we said already, I think overall is a pretty damn good country.
Let's talk about the food, because I know we do have some Portuguese food that is maybe not very good, but in terms of cholesterol and calories. But in general, like a good traditional Portuguese meal, I mean, you're a guy that has to watch these things. You're a guy that has to be careful about what you're putting in your body. It's pretty healthy. Like the traditional Portuguese stuff it's pretty good. We have fresh food. The fish is good. Good fruits and vegetables. We come from an area where the fruits and vegetables is amazing, especially in this area. I mean, what do you want to just say about the Portuguese food and how good it is?
Yeah, overall, it's pretty healthy. Maybe there's a little bit of fat because we use a lot of butter and olive oil as well. But overall, it's everything is natural and it's pretty healthy. Just need to watch out for the quantity you eat, because being so good, you're gonna eat a lot. But overall, it's pretty good. And something also very traditional from Portugal, I would say. In the past, I used to be training, and then I'll just stop, get a pear, an apple from the trees, you know, just eat something. You know, all these villages, there's always any fruit on the trees, you know, grapes, whatever. My area is full of apples, pears, grapes. So whenever you want to have a snack, you just stop there and just take a little bit.
Have a little bit of a snack, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice one. What's like the, you know, if you're not worrying about what you need to eat, so if you're not watching the diet and you're coming back and you have like a cheat day or an off, a cheat week, what's your first Portuguese go-to thing that you're going to really, that you're going to have just to indulge? Like just, I don't care about the calories. I don't care about anything. This is what I'm going to eat.
I think a stick with that sauce from Portugal and just fries and an egg on the top.
That's so good old bitok.
Yeah, bitok. Yeah, this is a cow meat bitok. Yeah, I would go for this.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with the bitok.
Yeah, and yeah, it can never go wrong.
Yeah, beer or some good red wine.
No. I'm not really alcohol fan.
Okay, you see that helps. That's why you're so thin, man.
Yeah, exactly. But I also maybe if I can, I would go for a Coke.
Okay.
Yeah. But normally I drink water all the time.
Yeah, okay, but Bitok, that's a good answer. I like a good Bitok. And from that place, they make a good Bitok from that place.
Yeah, they have everything.
Everything, they have everything. Have you cycled like everywhere in the country? Have you cycled up and down Portugal? Have you done a lot of cycling throughout Portugal?
Yeah, north, south, center, interior, I think everywhere.
Our roads are amazing. I think this is something that surprises people when they come here.
Yeah.
Is the quality of the roads.
Yeah, really good roads. If you go to Italy and Spain is pretty good as well, I must say.
Yeah,
but
we don't like to compliment the Spanish, but we'll compliment them on their own.
It's the roads. The roads is different. Yeah, but yeah, when you come to Portugal, you feel like the roads are good.
Yeah, yeah, and which are some of the sort of the places that you enjoy besides here? But which are some of the places that you've enjoyed cycling the most in Portugal?
I love Serra da Estrela. It's so nice to ride. I love climbs. The views, the climbing is really good. What else? Yeah, overall, it's okay. South is also good. You have Montjuïc, is also a nice place. But I like my area here in the west. This is nice.
What's some of the routes that you do in this area? I mean, just will you do a bit of the coastal? Will you do more? You stick more to the mountains?
It depends the training I have, but normally I'll always go for the mountainside, the little mountain called Monjund.
Yes, said the
Yeah,
Monjund.
normally I go on that side, but sometimes I also go to the coast. Nazaré, Foch. Yeah.
Serra da Pescaria. Have you cycled Serra da Pescaria? I mean, that's not, it's peanuts for you, but it's a scenic drive, a scenic
Yeah,
ride.
because from the road you see the sea, the view is amazing, so I like to pass there as well. It's nice.
Well, I mean, I mean, your interaction with people from all over the world. I mean, what do you think Portugal has to offer people from all over the world? We've seen more and more people looking at our country. You've interacted with, with your cycling, with your career, so many different types of people. What do you think Portugal has to offer, to people from around the world?
Well, I think the people from Portugal are pretty humble, and also they work a lot and hard. They're workers, you know. They share the information and the knowledge they have. I think it's not everybody is able is you know it's capable of sharing all that stuff sometimes, but I think Portuguese people they like to do it.
You mentioned how wonderful it was for you to at least, to that whenever you see the flag up there when you finish or when you do well in a race, and that the Portuguese flag is there, how important and how special that is for you. What makes you proud of your country, João?
Well, I don't know actually what makes me proud of my country. Well, maybe this the just what I said. It makes me proud that the people, everybody's really nice, and I think every sports people as well. Every from the football, athletes, whatever sport it is, we always work hard and we can achieve the success. We achieve a lot, we not so much, I would say. We do this because we like it. I think we can put it in that way.
That's something interesting, because it's something that's come up a lot on the podcast as well, is that we do a lot with very little. We're a culture that seems to achieve many things with few. I mean, that's do you feel that as something that is part of our culture? That's something that's part of the way that's in the Portuguese DNA, is doing a lot with less.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe a lot of years ago, there were a lot of poor people, and they always maximize everything. So they would be happy with not with little. Which yeah, there's so many stories from the people. They would ride in the horses, in the whatever they could ride. They would go to the school without shoes. But they were happy, so they were just happy to go home. Maybe in the past, I think people had shower like once a week before going to the church as well, and I don't see that people complain, so.
Can you remember your first bike?
Yeah, it was a Action Man bike from the supermarket with those like the tires were not rubber at all. Like small bike. The second bike, I also remember. I remember all my bikes, I think.
Do you remember the supermarket? Was it in Caldas?
Yeah, it was Continent.
Oh, Continente, the
Yeah,
Modelo.
I think so.
Okay, amazing, amazing. João, what's one thing that you want people to remember and to take away from our conversation? One thing.
I will say to work hard for your goals, dreams, and don't give any excuses. Just go as hard as you can.
Like that.
Yeah.
My son, he has a saying. He says, don't try, just do it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
I like it.
Yeah. Sounds like Nike, but yeah.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't trademark it because, I'll get sued or something. But yeah. Joao, I mean, how can people follow you online, see what you're up to next, and where you're going to be, where the next stages of your career are?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. It's the social media I use more. I don't use a lot. I'll try to use more. I think it's nice to give some feedback to the fans. It's Joao Almeida Cyclist. So yeah, if you want to know more about me, I have some stuff there. I share nothing special.
Awesome. Well, you're not a difficult guy to find. That's for sure. That's for
Yeah.
sure. All right. Joao, a question that we ask all of our guests: Portugal, the simple life, why?
I think it's where we are from, no? Just make things simple. I'm a simple guy, so I like simple things.
Cool. I like it. Joao, thank you so much for being on the podcast. It's been a pleasure to speak to you. And maybe one day we'll meet at that place for a bitoc.
Maybe we will, yeah.
It'll be good. Very good. Thank you for being on the podcast. Wow. I'm gonna let you call it.
That's a wrap.
So thank you once again to our guest, and thank you to all of you for listening. Please subscribe, share with your friends, give us a thumbs up, and please leave a comment or a review. We always love to hear from you. Don't forget, Portugal the Simple Life also has a magazine, so download it. It's for free. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And as we say in Portugal, Sejas bem-vindo. Welcome to the Simple Life.